Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, Saturday, October 11th, 2008. And today we're going to discuss the global economic crisis and the spirit that matters at the heart of the U.S. elections. This is a call-in show. You can call in toll-free to 877-876-5227 here in the U.S. and toll-free also U.S. and Canada line. That's 888-815-9756. Our direct line is 530-876-3222. These phone numbers are up on the Cosmic Love website, on BBS Radio. You can see those numbers there up at the top of the page. If you would like to call in, I have an article that I just published today. It's up on a website, and it's on that. A link to that is on the Cosmic Love website on BBS Radio. It's Speaking Truth to Power, Conscience Currency versus the Economic Collapse. And there's a lot of subject matter there that I've looked at this last week. Some keynotes in there, some humor, and, of course, the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo on what's happening and trying to maintain a little bit of philosophic calm in the center of this hurricane being called Economic 9/11 or Economic Armageddon. There's a lot of names going around. It's serious. The global elite are meeting regarding this international crisis because it's affecting all nations. And there's a interesting note, you know, right before the elections. There's some interesting articles today on Truth Out, those who get the news feed from the Truth Out website. And one of them, Michael Winsop from Truth Out, saying, "And so it has begun, the final month of the presidential race, the campaign that feels as if it commenced sometime during the Coolidge administration. And as we slide into these last weeks, what we all feared is coming true. Just when you thought the bottom of the swamp had been scraped, sludge gurgles up from the primordial ooze." This is referring to a lot of mudslinging and the dark side stuff that's coming to the surface. There's another article in Truth Out regarding how the GOP is attacking American voters. Now it's turning desperate, ugly, and dangerous. And I could go into that a little bit, but the whole point is that there's a lot of stuff going on right now before the elections where these fears are translating to the worst of human nature, and it's not the good that either candidate would do, but the worst fears, the worst things in their records, real or unreal, that's coming out, and people saying anything and doing anything to make themselves look good or the other candidate look bad. So so it is in the, with politics and economics that are far more complex than the science of universal cosmic love, you might say. It's a theme that in my former shows and articles I've published on the BBS Radio homepage has dealt with what we're seeing as the Aquarian dispensation of freedom in love is changing the energetics of the planet and consciousness and bringing to the surface all that's less than love. It's a natural dynamic. It's accelerating as we approach the 2012 zero-point phenomena. There are links on the website that if you haven't read the articles on this 2012 timeline and what's going on to the energetics of the planet and the resonant effect in the morphic grids of consciousness, it'd be interesting for you, perhaps, if you haven't read that, if that kind of thing appeals to you. I don't know why you'd be reading or listening to Cosmic Love if it didn't, but in any regard, we'll be going into today these issues that are really timely with the Great Purification, as native cultures have referred to it, the tribulations, as a lot of Christians have referred to it. And I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm more of the philosophic justice that just is in this whole process, that there's definitely a transition and a transformation going on. And if you would like to discuss this more or have a question, whether it's about the economic situation or the politics that we're seeing or the food reserves that I'm now offering, in preparedness in general, been involved with the preparedness market for 30 years, and what is urgent in the hour and what you can do about it is what I would define as practical spirituality. So I'd like to go into this article that's on the BBS Radio webpage, Truth to Power, Conscience Currency versus Economic Collapse. These kind of a lot of the highlights and keynotes of the last week, as I said, that I'd like to discuss. Would anyone like to call in? If you'd like to call in and discuss it, or I'll just go into it, and you might hear something that piques your interest or that you'd like to add in this regard. Now, if you listen to the end of the show, if I have the time, I'd like to reward you with the understanding of why the power elite money changers, you might say, are stripping trillions of dollars out of the global markets as though there is no tomorrow. And what is it about the 2012 timeline that has them, what I call, scared shiftless? This understanding of why they are stuck in doing the same thing they've always done and getting what and why we're getting what we've always got, the policies that have followed since the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system, and what has happened with the collusion of what I call, refer to the banksters, with the different giant corporations, specifically those that are engaged in war profiteering and the creation and management of war in the process of creating and managing crisis to consolidate the power and control over the physical and human resources of Earth. This is a dynamic that's been in process for many years. We've seen it accelerating in the last 8 years of the Bush administration. You can, from an objective perspective, you know, you can say that this is all a natural process that that's bringing to the surface for everyone's attention the cleansing or the purging or the purification, you might say, of the collective conscience. So the testing that's going on in the collective consciousness is an ongoing process. The real currency behind economics, the core currency is always the currency of conscience. And when that currency is corrupted or otherwise inverted, subverted, or perverted, you have a polarization of the spirit of unity or unity and diversity into what is patently or obviously a form of class warfare, where the super rich, the 1%, and the super rich get richer, and the middle class and the poor are up against the wall, so to speak. So it's one thing to be philosophical about this from a detached perspective, and another thing when we're hurting financially or otherwise. So I'd like to address, you might say, the cause and core issues involved here. And in the cosmic or larger scheme of things, there's always been a gold standard, which is this currency of conscience, that has cultured every civilization from its inception, and the culturing of that civilization rises typically to the point where gross defects with materialism obscures actual gains spiritually. It's just a classic thing, whether you're looking at the Old Testament or Arnold Toynbee's History of Great World Civilizations, you see how they begin with the gold standard, the golden rule law language for every civilization, or golden age or otherwise, and civility builds and materialism accrues, and as people become more materialistic, they become less spiritual and they reach the peak and it goes down. Well, as you can see, a classic case of that, the last 8 years where there was a manipulation of markets with bubbles, then you had all kinds of market bubbles with the war bubble, and you had the housing bubble, and you've had the oil bubble more recently. And there was a deregulation of markets over the last 8 years, deregulation of controls, whereby laws that were instituted after 1929 economic crash were suspended, and so that the short selling ability for inside traders to make money on the way down as well as the way up created a great incentive for the creation of these bubbles, because with the now the new sophisticated computerized trading that makes trades in a fraction of a second on an automated basis, insiders can strip money out of the markets on the way up and on the way down, and as long as the market is gyrating, they're stripping money out of the economy. And that's kind of a shorthand version of what's been going on. But the whole point is that the resolution of the crisis isn't by throwing more paper money at the situation. One of the links that I have in this article, Truth to Power, is regarding one really well-known trader who exposes this in very short terms, of brief, concise terms, and explains what's going on in the sense that the concern for a hyperinflation crisis is looming because unless there's an underpinning of real value in the economy, then you've got devaluation of the currency, of course, as more paper money is printed. Well, this is, of course, common sense, and common sense is uncommon when you have the most powerful special interests in the world with a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon. So it's a serious issue, and the currency of conscience is the only real resolution of the issue, and how that is cultured or nurtured is, of course, where the solution lies. There are core spiritual principles that have always spoken a universal language with this currency of conscience, and we saw in historically how U.S. founders and the great soul Mahatma Gandhi led revolutions of independence from British Empire imperialism with a universal love of truth and freedom. And such a spirit of freedom and love unites left and right divisions of the mind, heals divisions in the heart, and resolves both Western and Eastern divisions within religious belief systems. As Gandhi said, if a man reaches the heart of his own religion, he has reached the heart of all religions. So what I've done in this article, posted on that Cosmic Love BBS Radio homepage, is I posted four keynote articles, and that's from another great soul, who speaks for the love of conscientious common sense in terms that once again calls to come up higher. And addressing this currency of conscience is obviously difficult for conscience-challenged minds and hearts, but the currency of conscience is the only real solution to the currency of corruption that has staged a government coup in the United States. Now, these are strong words, and there's an article link regarding this government coup called October Surprise, Government Coup by the Insiders. And in parentheses it says, inside job by inside traitors, or you might say inside traitors. And there's a quote here by James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, who's the fourth U.S. president, where he says, conscience is the most sacred of all property. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling the money and its issuance. Now, of course, we all know that the issuance of currency by the U.S. Treasury under the Constitution must be maintained, you might say, as a public trust under the control of the U.S. government. And many people just don't know the history of the Federal Reserve banking system that is privately owned by about 12 super rich elite families. There's an article link that I provided on that goes into that, and I'll be referencing that as I go into this. It's interesting here, history. But in summary, there's a big question people ask, how did this happen? And again, to sum it up, first they deregulated laws instituted following the stock market crash of 1929, allowing the inside traders to scam the stock market on the way down as well as on the way up. Then they created one bubble market after another, stripping money out of the market moves up and down. And when they could no longer conceal the toxic financial derivatives they created to underwrite this massive Ponzi scheme, the inside Wall Street traders got the inside Washington traders to put the American people on the hook for the debt the money changers created, which is nothing new. This has been going on since 1913 when the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system was created. Now, surveys show that economic fears are driving voters into the Obama camp. And they also show that war fears will drive voters into the McCain camp. And since Karl Rove, Darth Cheney, and their dark side cronies are still operating behind the scenes, the concern is even greater terror of by and for the money changers who want World War III or another false flag terror incident to drive voters to Bush, clone McCain, you might say. Now, many of you know who have followed what's been going on over the last year. There's been a lot of intention of the neocons to do an expanded version of the Iraq War into Iran. And as history would remind us, we went from the Afghanistan War to the Iraq War. The Iraq War there's been a lot of obvious intentions from the neocons and the greater Israel crowd who are looking to expand the security of Israel through control of all the neighboring countries. So this is a concern into the elections, whether it's going to be, you might say, the second shoe that drops of the October surprise. We saw October 1st with the government bailout of not just the banks, but now major corporations that are, you might say, cronies of the banksters. And this is the crony capitalism issue we're really looking at. or is it crony socialism? See, that's the way other people would look at it. And this is the two sides of the same coin. It's an interesting story of how this has evolved. And historically, you can look at how the bread and circuses distracted the Roman populace while their empire imploded. And now we see economic bread and an election circus take center stage as the American empire faces the consequences of overextension. Now, the empire globalists used the currency of 9/11 terror to hijack Congress 7 years ago, and now they've staged a government coup with economic terror. And as Jefferson, author of our independence, Thomas Jefferson, once said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. We're back to that currency of conscience issue. Having bankrupted government with terror war, and this was, again, underwritten by what I read repeatedly from different sources, is a $513 trillion Ponzi scheme of financial derivatives. We don't hear that much about that in the mainstream media because it is just so overwhelming to think that there could be that much bad paper underwriting the fractional reserve banking system that can loan out 97 cents on 3 cents of the dollar and create far more debt than is underwritten by gold or metals or what was formerly considered a substance of real value. So now we see the same moral reprobates who deregulated oversight and offshored millions of U.S. jobs to China have once again, as in the beginning of the Bush administration with 9/11, they once again put a gun to the head of Congress with an economic security threat that demanded do-or-die subservience. And those who followed the news this last week, we heard all these different reports that, well, we got to do something. You know, Congressman saying it's better to do something than nothing. A lot of statements like that that didn't go into much detail. But the interesting thing is that with the beginning of the week, within the original three-page bailout bill, we saw that morph over the week into 451 pages filled with pork, vote bribes, you might say, to get it passed. And there were 33 words that betray the real agenda. And those 33 words, I have a link on an article on that from this last week, and those 33 words are specifically decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. In other words, the principles of this bailout, and this is Section 8 of the original bailout bill, and that was before it morphed into 451 pages, which is, you might say, filled with even more ominous stuff. But the point is, this was a power grab that, according to Daniel Shore, who is the last of Edward Morrow's legendary CBS team, Daniel Shore said on NPR that this emergency bailout puts the executive branch of government above the law, to say the least. Some would say that it's just abject dictatorship, or there is it removes any legislative or judicial oversight at all. And according to James Madison again, Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, he says that the accumulation of all powers, executive, judiciary, and legislative in the same hands may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. Now, this is pretty serious stuff, folks. You know, I mean, I could go into this more detail in terms of the implications of this. We're definitely going to see some kind of severe shakeout. This implication was not unnoticed by global markets and people worldwide who have read these same type of articles, are following American media over the internet and getting news feeds, and you might say they're bailing out of the markets. They're pulling their stock, their equities, out of the market, and the market collapse worldwide, the global market collapses, has been breathtaking. Apparently the U.S. market has lost, stock market has lost 20% of its value this last year, and there's some serious stuff going on here, and a lot of people aren't aware that Goldman Sachs, you know, our Treasury Secretary, came out of Goldman Sachs, and he's worth about $700 million himself. He's been involved with much of this inside trading himself, and he's now one of the individuals overseeing how the bailout, hundreds of billions of dollars, where that money's going to with no oversight, judiciary or otherwise, or legislative. This is not being discussed a lot in the mainstream media for obvious reasons. They're trying to quell all the concerns. But at the same time, there's people, savvy investors, light netizens, I call them, which is, you know, citizens on the internet worldwide who are beyond boundaries and just want to know the truth of what's going on and to protect their investments. And they're responding to this with the only way they can, and that's to bail out themselves out of the stock market. So, this is kind of serious, this issue of what's going on. Amy Goodman for Democracy Now, has the cable TV show, says that we're the Congress of the United States. We're not the board of Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is struggling to survive, and you know their former chief is now the head of the U.S. Treasury. So the head of the U.S. Treasury is the former chief of Goldman Sachs. And now he's in a position to be able to direct assets in a way that would help enhance his own financial standing. And I should add, the financial standing of his cronies. And as Amy Goodman says, I mean, that's a clear conflict of interest, and you know, that's something that needs to be said. So there is a conflict of interest here, obviously. How we deal with it is, of course, something that needs attention. And my expression is we need to pay attention, because attention pays with the currency of conscience. If we don't know better, we can't do better. And obviously, anyone that is serious about the path of the ascension must pay attention with pure intention. I love to play with words like that, but so we're paying attention is what we're doing now. We're kind of putting the finger on the pulse of what's going on. Anyone that just tuned in, we're putting the finger on the pulse of what's going on with the economic situation this last week. We're dealing with some of the highlights, or lowlights, you might say. I'm dealing with what's really going on with the economy, the cause and core, the problem behind it. I'd like to reference some different quotes that I found this last week that I thought were particularly interesting. But anyway, this dealing with the conflict of interest, the point I'd like to make is that the Bush Doctrine, for those who are familiar with it, and that was an issue that came up this last couple weeks with Governor Palin being interviewed and didn't even know what the Bush Doctrine was. But the Bush Doctrine is proven to be in utter contempt of the law, whether international law, moral law, constitutional law, or the laws of nature and of nature's God, of Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. And this Bush Doctrine claims, as I said, to be above any law, and we now see the fruit of that lawlessness. Bush quickly signed the bailout bill into law this last week, and even though the phone calls to congressmen from constituents were ranging from 100 to 1, I've heard 300 to 1, I've heard 20 to 1 against it, according to National Public Radio, there was a lot of public feedback that was just outraged at the beginning, and as the stock market continued to plummet and people's savings and security in the markets was disappearing, there was people calling in and saying, well, we got to do something. We got to do, you know, anything's better than nothing. You know, sign the puppy. You know, I just, you know, take care of the problem. And of course, the markets have continued to disintegrate because the core issue is not throwing more money to the profligates than the, you know, who are basically behind the problem, who are now running, overseeing the problem with no oversight. So we got a serious situation here. The bottom line agenda is actually self-evident for anyone with eyes wide open. And on the surface, to the superficial, it may appear as government intervention to save us from Wall Street's inordinate greed. But looking deeper, we find the collusion of the privately owned Fed, the Federal Reserve Bank, with public officials in Washington. Those who have looked deeper find the income tax was created by the same super-rich banksters who foisted the Fed on the public by way of stealth, while most of Congress was on Christmas break back in 1913. Now the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and has no reserves, has colluded with Congress to tax the wealth of Main Street Americans into what is basically indentured servitude. And I thought this was interesting what Michael Moore had to say about this. You know, he's an American filmmaker. He says, the biggest robbery in the history of this country is taking place as you read this. And though no guns are being used, 300 million hostages are being taken, and make no mistake about it. After stealing $500 billion to line the pockets of their war profiteering backers for the past 5 years, and after lining the pockets of their fellow oil men to the tune of over $100 billion in just the last 2 years, Bush and his cronies, who must soon vacate the White House, are looting the U.S. Treasury of every dollar they can grab. They are swiping as much of the Civil War as they can on their way out the door. Now, these are interesting comments right before the election. There's a lot of question about what kind of clear choice that we have between the two candidates and who is behind them. When you might say the War Party is behind both of them, and both candidates have taken millions of dollars from investment bankers and from their their embedded corporations. Both candidates have taken millions of dollars for their campaigns from you might say the war profiteers and the banksters. But bottom line is, hopefully, one candidate will be better than the other. And the article I've gone that I presented on the BBS website goes into that. It goes into different aspects of the choice. I mean, the greatest power we have is the power of choice. And I think everyone's responsible for making a difference by ideally bringing some enlightenment to the process. Yes, it's a circus, and yes, there's a lot of this election is a circus, and there's a huge amount of misinformation and disinformation going around. But if things are going to change, hopefully for the better, obviously we need to there needs to be a consensus, hopefully from the more enlightened citizenry regarding the choices that they make. I mean, one candidate is, you know, usually better than the other, better in terms of what could turn around the entrenched habit patterns of on Congress to better represent the purpose for which they serve, you know, representing the public. So there's more. A lot more components to the overview that I provided in this one feature article and several articles I have linked within that has a lot of quotes from founding fathers, contemporary quotes from different individuals, and some enlightened commentary from Deepak Chopra. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. So I always want to say Deepak Chopra, referring to chakra. But anyway, there's a lot of current information that goes into you might say the big dynamic or the big drama of the hour. It's reaching a climax. It's, you know, you might say the problem-solution dialectic is being orchestrated by, on one hand, by those who create and manage crisis to consolidate power, moneyed power, and have been doing so throughout this century from the inside, you know, the insiders. And the other is there's a whole other dialectic going on, which is the creative learning process among the citizenry, of, by, and for the public. There's a defining, a refining, a combining, a synergistic shining, you might say, of the currency of conscience, that the more people involve themselves with these core issues, the more they evolve their consciousness and their conscience, and this collective conscience, of course, is the currency that will check and balance, normalize, harmonize, and otherwise create homeostasis or healing in our social, political, and economic institutions. So this process is in play. There's the dialectic in a negative way, and there's the creative learning process in a positive way. And the core part of this dynamic is, you might say, the love of power of a power elite who have so much money they're just concerned with power, and they sold out, you might say, their conscience a long time ago for money power. And then there's the power of love, you might say, and the love of power, as Jung says, they're the shadow of each other. The father of modern psychology, Carl Jung, said that where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So this dynamic, this core dynamic of the currency of conscience is the power of love. And you might say its shadow is the currency of corruption with the love of power. And this dynamic is the heart of the issue. So then it is, the issue comes down to, with the election, which candidate represents the best, the strongest, the best hope for change with the currency of conscience, because that's the currency that's going to underwrite the new economy. Otherwise, without that, by default, we're left with the currency of corruption, which will only create and manage, like I say, crisis, terror, war, disease, death, and hell right into a new world odor that stinks to high heaven. Not a choice as far as I'm concerned, but mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And I'd like to think that it's going in the direction of more love, more conscience, easier and faster, but we'll see. The best we can do is get a grip on the core issues, which I've tried to represent in this article, Truth to Power, Conscience Currency versus Economic Collapse. So if you take that article and forward it to your friends, take the link of the article, provide your own introduction, whatever, recommend people to read it and to network around. I think there's a lot of issues there that are the core issues, referencing, you might say, the survival of the republic. And we're not talking about just America right now. It's a global issue. You can't separate what's going on in America, as the global markets show, from what's going on in the world. As Thomas Paine said at the beginning of the American Revolution, 235 years ago, said that 36 years ago, that we have the power to begin the world all over again. And so there's one of the main subjects, the main themes that I talk about in the introduction to my show and with the concluding piece that's coming up here in a few minutes, is that there is a transition going on now in the global markets and the global consciousness that is really finishing what U.S. founders began locally with the American Revolution. And we're talking about a revolution in higher consciousness. So I hope you have a chance to read the article. And we're going to go into a meditation with the closing of the show. And I guess, Don, you're going to fade that in here. And I'm going to wrap it up by saying that I can help anyone that's interested with food reserves.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this.
Glad to help you in that regard. If you have any questions, you can email me from my articles. And I encourage you to forward them on to your friends.
Of instant, everywhere, interactive, hopefully, net reality.
Things will normalize and stabilize. I enter the elections, and that enlightened consciousness
is the purpose of the
will
love
prevail. So,
the family of man
there's a lot of
quantum leap into
Google videos, article links, and that compendium
as humankind is expanding and the internet reflects
them.
That multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms.
Beware and prepare
presence
and
omnipotence
you and yours,
the power
and
of
hope
cosmic
to see you on those cosmic highways. Be back in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Love.
Have, the greater the need to get it all in order.
Look forward to
we have,
getting back to those
the
who'd like more information.
Of cosmic love.
So,
that should be common
appreciate
sense.
You listening to the show.
And it's time to make common sense more common.
That's a wrap for Cosmic Love.
The American
bye-bye.
Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world. Look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age. In our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.